promise is only as good as the one who makes it. Somebody who says to you, I swear. Well, they can only say that, generally speaking, because they don't always tell the truth. And it's in this way that Jesus says, you know, do not swear by heaven or by God. But see, when God comes down into our midst and he decides to swear, it's a different thing entirely. He's saying, even though you might be liars, I am not. Even though you might say all sorts of things you don't mean, there is nothing that comes out of my mouth that not only is filled with meaning, but is meaning itself. That is not only able to overcome death, but is life itself. And it's in this way that he has granted to you promises that are great and very precious, so that through them, you are indeed a partaker of that meaning, a partaker of that life, made one with the holiness which is God's alone, having escaped the corruption of the lies that well up from within your old evil heart, and brought into the truth which shall never pass away, which even your sinful desires cannot overcome, because it is buried now in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This has been Oratio.